go to RibCitySCLewis.com. Rib City, real barbecue, great ribs in their new location east of 270 on Manchester in the Colonnade Center in De Pere.
Hey, call Gelmish & Sons and get your furnace ready for the winter. Gelmish & Sons, they've been serving St. Louis since 1950. And if you need a new one, a full Lennox system, both air conditioner and a heater installed, $2,695. That's $2,695 for a full Lennox system by Gelmish & Sons. 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Online at gelmishandsons.com. They've been around since 1950. Mike Shannon approved. GelmishandSons.com.
The new Simple 6 menu at Subway starts with their best 6-inch sandwiches. Now in made just for you meals for just $6 each. Subway. Eat fresh.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries.
I'd like to now sing this opening theme as Jim McMillan, co-host of the Inside Out Show.
To the sunny side of the street, I'll tell you. That's where the fertile loam is stacked, over on the sunny side of the street. I'm Jim McMillan. And that happy tune is Your Step, yeah.
Life can be so sweet
on the sunny side of the street. You know, hi, this is Jim McMillan, and I've got such a likable voice. How could you not like me? Because I'm not afraid, and I'll tell you why. Because this rover...
Why did I ever go in the radio business to begin with?
I don't know, but everything I do and every ad that you hear me on, I always include the McMillan chuckle. It goes like this. Well, how's everybody doing today? That's the McMillan chuckle.
And you just the sound of it alone makes you think.
Just the sound of it alone makes you feel as good as you do when you put down a fresh application of Fertilone. This is Jim McMillan, and I'd like to introduce now one of my good friends, a man who has supported what I do on the weekends for years and years, Frank O'Pinion. Come on in here, Frank. Take over now.
Thank you, Jim. Jim McMillan, everybody. Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome, Frank. Anytime, anything, I'm here for you.
For some reason, I want to clear my throat.
Well, he has that, but it's such a likable voice.
Yeah, I know.
How could you not like? See, why don't they bring Jim McMillan in when somebody's on vacation or faking being sick?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they? Because that's what happens to radio. It's all fake sickness.
And you know what? The political stuff going on today with all the voting and everything, and he would have, if he had someone on today, he would make it sound happy and nice.
I say forget all that. I say let him just go on as himself and just talk to people. I mean, I think that's a guy.
You're on KTRS. What do you want to talk about?
You know, I mean, and it wouldn't matter. Just have him tell some. He's got to have stories. My goodness, everybody has stories. I think it's too bad that sometimes when people are off for a day or a week, we bring in people who are, they're as far from entertaining or interesting as they can be sometimes. And I think if you popped a guy like that in front of the microphone, it just make you feel good listening to him.
Frank, I can't thank you enough.
Man, yeah.
He's still there?
He's in the back.
Glowing praise for Jim there. Yeah.
Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. As you heard, Guns and Hoses pushed back, I guess, till after the first of the year.
Postponed, yes. Yeah.
Because they are going to need, I guess, everybody they can have available for whatever it is that somebody thinks is going to happen.
Well, all the cops so far have been doing 12-hour shifts. And I don't know if they've been allowed to take any vacation or anything.
I have
like
an
that.
Idea. You know, people seem to be pretty good about if they see a soldier, especially at the airport, in, you know, fatigues, they go, hey, thank you for your service. Here's an idea. Why don't you do that with cops? Because chances are about 98% of the cops that you're going to walk up to are decent people trying to do a good job. Yeah, bad apple everywhere. There's some bad radio people. There's some bad firefighters. They're firefighters that actually start fires so they can look like heroes.
Yeah.
We know that. But I think about 98%, and I'm pulling that number out of the air, but I bet I'm close, are decent people just trying to do a good job. So what about every time you see a cop, just thank them. Even if they pull you over for a ticket, thank them. It'll probably stun them. What? You're thanking me for a ticket? Yeah, you're doing your job. I was speeding. I've done that. And I've gotten a ticket, and I've said, hey, thanks for doing your job. I mean, I was speeding. There's not an argument here. There's no way I'm going to make him out to be a bad guy or her. I got stopped once by a St. Louis County cop with female, and she was hot.
Oh, yeah.
I made the mistake.
Oh, boy.
Of pointing out her hotness.
Oh, boy.
Didn't go over very well. I said something like, would it be out of line to tell you you were smoking hot? And she said, yeah, and then she wrote me a ticket. Maybe if I hadn't said that, maybe not commented at all on the way she looked.
She might have felt sorry for you because you're older.
You know what?
Oh, man.
That happened. Dan, that happened 20 years ago when I was in my prime.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a long time ago. So, see, you know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry.
Now they could do the grandpa sympathy thing. Oh, this old guy, let's cut him a break. Look how old he is.
I tell you what you need, one of those bumper stickers or one of those little things, baby on board.
Old man on board.
Or grandpa.
Yeah.
Grandpa on board.
Overweight, bald old guy on board. Cut him some slack. That's what it should say. As they walk toward the car, they'll read that, and maybe they'll go, you know what? Maybe I will cut this fat old guy some slack.
You just go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. All right, I'll have some stickers made up. One says, been bald since the age of 23. Cut me some slack.
Yeah.
And I'll just change them. Have like seven, one for every day. So welcome to the November 4th edition of whatever this is we're about to do. I believe that Jerry Clinton started the whole Guns N' Roses thing.
He did.
Yeah. Too bad he's not around to enjoy it this year or last year or the year before. He's been gone for, unbelievable, it'll be 3 years this coming January.
Yeah.
That Jerry's been gone. And I heard somebody, and I don't know, I'm not going to name names, but somebody earlier said, well, it's a shame because so many people plan their vacations and change their schedules in order to go to Guns N' Roses. Really? I don't think so. There are lots of people in the St. Louis area, and I think the number of people who change their schedules for Guns N' Roses is a very, very small number, because a lot of the people that go to that and support it are business people. They're people in a position or of power or authority, and I don't think they have to drastically alter their lifestyle to go to the Guns N' Roses fight. I think most of the people in that crowd have pretty flexible schedules. Burke segment, do we have anything?
Yes, I have one thing.
First to speak up, and that's usually the way, and I keep, you know, you guys, this is the first time I've ever revealed this to you. I keep, it's kind of like a grade book that your teacher
tabs
used to
or
have.
Something?
I keep a book, and I know I make notations, and they're a red check and a black check. The black check, not good. Just receiving just now another red check mark, Eon the peon.
Ah.
Because he stepped right up. He got
like
several.
Almost like the naughty or nice list.
It is like that. It's a lot like that. And here with his contribution is Eon the peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I mentioned before, I enjoy documentaries almost... I enjoy documentaries almost more than, you know,
standard. There are two things we've learned about you over the years.
Yes.
One, you like documentaries, and two, you love breasts.
Yes.
That, and hates tomatoes.
Yes.
He
I don't know.
Hates tomatoes.
I don't know if they're in that order.
And Dan, don't you hate tomatoes, too?
No.
Okay,
no, I
good.
Don't.
No, we were just talking about
in fact, I'm looking in my book, and I have in the tomato section, Dan, a red check mark and peon black.
Oh.
Because not liking tomatoes is a flaw. That's a character flaw.
Oh, yeah, man, we were talking about ketchup before the show, and I can't stand ketchup. And Dan
well, there, let me
that's...
just make another black check mark right here, because that's un-American, too, not like
that.
Okay.
So we watched a documentary over the weekend. It was on PBS. They have a series called Independent Lens, and it was...
These are all people named Lynn who are very independent?
Yes, how did you know
that's
that?
That sounds like a great series.
That's amazing. I think once a week, Independent Lens airs these documentaries on PBS Sunday night. This one this week was really good. I checked to see if it's going to rerun on the television. It doesn't look like, but you can go to PBS's website and watch it if you choose to after you hear what it is. It's about these two families. These two couples decide to adopt children. So they go to China. A lot of people go adopt children from China, which is a great thing.
John Carney, for example.
Yes, I believe John has two adopted daughters from China.
He does.
So these two couples go, and the process is you go. I'm sure it's all set up ahead of time, but then you finally go to take the child home. You go to the orphanage or wherever to pick up your child. And these two couples happen to bump into each other, and they noticed both they happened to dress these children up in the similar dress. It was two different girls, and they noticed that the children looked alike. And so they asked the people
that... Well, yeah, they're Chinese.
I don't know.
They had similar facial characteristics.
Yes, but more than...
beyond that?
Beyond that, yes. Okay. So they asked the people running the orphanage if these two girls were twins, and they said no. No, not at all. But later, these two couples end up doing a DNA test, and they find out these two girls are twins.
Whoa.
But what's remarkable is one couple was from Norway.
How could our orphanage not have known that?
I don't know. I mean, that's a question to ask there. But one of the couples lives in Norway, so they take their daughter home, raise her in Norway. The other one's from California. They raise their daughter in California. And when they get, as they start growing... the families keep in contact back and forth, and finally when these girls are, I don't know when the first time, but they decide to have the two girls meet. And so there's a language barrier there. One speaks, I don't know what the language is, Scandinavian maybe in Norway? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because they were adopted as small kids, so that's the language they learned.
Right, yeah.
Even though they were Asian.
Yeah, so they finally have them meet, and then they start staying in contact, mailing each other letters back and forth, and it was a really good documentary. And these parents talk about when the California couple went to Norway after they had met one time in California. The Californian couple decided to go to Norway to let the girls hang out for a week or whatever, and the parents both started noticing how their mannerisms were identical, even though they were raised in two different cultures, two different languages,
I've heard this before, that identical twins, one gets a headache and the other one has a headache across the other side of the world.
So it's really good. So if you choose to watch that, it's called Twin Sisters. You can find it on PBS's website. It was really, really interesting to see that, to see how...
Thank you for the joke today, because I just made a quick note to change the joke I was going to tell. Juan and Amal, the two twin boys.
There you go. Yeah.
One of the great jokes, so thank you.
You're welcome. So that was it. Yeah, it was a really good documentary. So if you choose to want to go see that, it's on PBS's website. You can watch it online.
And it's part of the
Independent Lens series,
and it's called what again?
Twin Sisters.
Twin Sisters.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that was it.
Dan, anything?
No, you're going to put a black check by my name.
Putting it right now.
Okay.
Black check mark, right? You got a lot of these. Looking down here at it. Whew. Well, that concludes the Burke segment, and now it's time to talk about other things and take your calls. Colin Jeffrey joins us today, and I'm a big fan of what Colin does. He brings a lot of great suggestions, entertainment suggestions, and I think also saves you some money by telling you things to stay away from. And from what I can tell, he's pretty much on target with most of this stuff. So he'll be in, what is he, like 4:30? 4:30.
Yes.
Up until then, it's you and us, and we'll do anything you want to. One of the things I wanted to kind of kick around a little bit today was a listener named Pam, longtime listener, sent me an email, and I've received these before. In fact, Peon a couple of years ago gave me, I don't know if you remember this, you gave me a printout, and it was very disturbing information about some big-time charities.
Oh, sure.
And how little of the money, what a tiny percentage of the money actually went to help anybody at all. And we're into the season now where a lot of people are going to be wanting your money. They want to separate you from your money, and... some of these charities, and I'm going to make some people really mad here, but you have to keep in mind that what I'm going to tell you is my own personal feeling about certain charities that want your money, and that's all it is. It is, however, and there's always
a however in life.
It is based on more than one source that I went to after I received this email to check out some of these charities, and I will start with... the American Red Cross, and what this list is, it's a watchdog group, and they've gone through and looked at tax returns and expenses, and they have five here that they say you might want to rethink before you help these. Now, I will tell you, Red Cross is not the worst offender, but one of the things you can look for is, what do they pay their CEOs? Because believe it or not, there are some big-time charities that have virtually no expense, and the person running it's doing it as a charitable gesture, as maybe retirement was at one time a big CEO or somebody who knows how to raise money, and they're not in it to make any money at all. The president and CEO, Marcia Evans of the Red Cross, her salary $651,000, almost $652,000 a year, plus hellacious expense account. They also say here, you might want to stay away from the March of Dimes. And this particular article says it's called the March of Dimes for good reason, because out of every dollar given, only 10 cents actually goes to needy people.
I've heard of that. I've heard about that.
Yeah, 90% of the March of Dimes money, it goes to pay people
and expenses, travel.
We both
worked at a radio station that wanted us to donate to March of Dimes.
They not only wanted it, they called you in and strong-armed you to
Yes,
do it.
I know.
It happened to me with United Way at one station.
Oh, it was United Way. That's what it was.
And I remember when I didn't check the form that says I'll give, was a dollar or something out of every paycheck.
Yeah.
Now, it's only a dollar. It's not about the amount. It's the fact that we were strong-armed into doing it.
Yeah, because I didn't check it either, and I was called in.
Yeah, and it was a one-on-one, and the person that ran the station said, you know, this is something that the owners, we were owned by a conglomerate, insist that employees do. And I said, no, what the heck? What is this, Russia? I mean, I'm not going to, no. And I didn't do it. And I got the stink eye.
I didn't either. And I got the stink eye, and I didn't. it was like,
don't ever tell me, or anybody else for that matter, who to help or how to help them. That's everybody's right. If you don't want to give a dollar to anybody to help anybody, that is your right to do that. The United Way, president of the United Way, Brian Gallagher, gets $375,000 and numerous expense benefits. Boy, this next one, UNICEF. Carol Stern, the CEO, gets $1.2 million. A year, that's $100,000 a month, plus all kinds of expenses, including a Rolls Royce. And according to this printout, every dollar given to UNICEF, for every dollar given, less than 5 cents goes to the cause. Not impressive. Here's a shocker, Goodwill. The owner is a guy named Mark Curran. First of all, he's the CEO and owner. I didn't know somebody owned Goodwill. Did you?
No. One person, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that either.
It says a very catchy name, Goodwill. You donate to his business, and then he sells the items for profit.
Now, there's Goodwill, and then there's MERS Goodwill. Is that two different things?
I'm assuming it's the same thing.
I don't know.
Maybe this is different. But if it's just Goodwill, and it's this Goodwill, says he pays nothing for the products because they're donated. How could it not be the same thing? People donate. Wouldn't that be illegal to call yourself Goodwill? I got to think it's the same thing. Pays nothing, gets things donated, pays his workers minimum wage, zero. Goes to help anybody. And I would look further into that one before you assume that Goodwill is just bad. And maybe later, you know, before Colin gets in here, we can have somebody call who's actually been on the inside of one of these charities. Now, here's a list that they put together, at least according to this source, you don't have to feel bad about. Salvation Army, 96 cents out of every dollar goes to the cause. The American Legion, the national commander of the American Legion, gets zero salary, not a dollar. Donations go to help veterans and their families. Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW, national commander there, gets zero salary. That's a good one. Disabled American Veterans National Commander, that's the guy in charge, gets nothing, and donations go to help veterans and their families. The Military Order of Purple Hearts, the national commander there gets nothing, and that's a lot of money to help veterans and their families. Also, the Vietnam Veterans Association, Make-A-Wish. Now, there are three or four children's charities, and you got to be real careful. There's one out, one out there called Children's Wish. Okay, they've obviously taken that wish name, and legally they can do it, and it is one they say to absolutely stay away from. But Make-A-Wish, 100% of the money goes for the special wishes of dying children. There's a charity. That's a real charity. What's the other big one like that? I can't think of the name of it. It's a like a bucket list terminal. Yeah. There's another one, and I don't even know if it's just for children. Here's a good one, and we've talked about it before. And Window World, you know, good for them, has given a lot of money, $500,000 so far. St. Jude Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, 100% of the donations go to help children with cancer who have no insurance and cannot afford to pay.
Yeah, and that place is amazing.
Ronald McDonald House. Again, this is housing for the parents of critically ill children. 100% of the money donated goes to housing. Again, according to one group that's looked into this. And the Lions Club. I don't hear about Lions Club much. When I was a kid, that was a big deal. Oh, he's a member of the Lions
Club. Yeah, my dad's been a member of the Ferguson Lions Club for forever, and I went out there. They're AM and the PM, by the way, and I went out there and talked about radio one time to them.
Why did they have you talk about it?
I have no idea.
You don't even know anything about
radio? Yeah. I don't.
I've been doing that here for years.
I have no clue. But
but they didn't know you didn't know.
No.
See?
No, they didn't. But, man, what they do with glasses and eyesight and all that stuff is incredible.
Check this, Lions Club, 100% of the donations go to help the blind, to buy hearing aids, support medical missions around the world, and their latest undertaking is measles vaccinations for only $1 a shot. They've been able to fund most of that, and they only charge $1. So some good ones, bad ones. One thing before we break, I will tell you, and again, this is my own personal choice. I don't buy anything pink. If you start reading the articles about all the scumbags who have jumped on this Susan G. Komen breast cancer pink thing, where either very little or nothing actually goes to breast cancer research, it's shocking. And think about it. And I found a site today where, and I didn't have, there's no way that I could go through and share. It would take an hour or 2 hours. But they listed some companies, major retailers, who would, let's say, tennis shoes with pink laces or a pink symbol, and they say a portion of the proceeds go to the Susan G. Komen. You know what? That portion of proceeds, by the way, is practically meaningless, because if you buy something for $100 from me, and I tell you a portion of the I could give a penny out of every $100, and that's a portion of the proceeds. And they said that is the case way too often with a lot of this pink stuff that's sold. And they mentioned one retailer in particular, Reebok. And Reebok had a special pink whatever it was. What they don't tell you is that the company sets a cap. And once they reach a certain amount, no more money goes to that charity. And what that cap is up to them. It could be 200 grand, it could be 100, it could be 50, it could be a million. But you don't know that. And early on in the sales campaign, they hit that cap, and from then on, all the people buying the pink stuff who think they're giving to charity, not giving anything to charity because they've already hit the cap. It's an easy, easy thing to take advantage of, this thing called charity. And I will tell you, while I almost never talk about what I do or don't do, what I don't do is most of the big names, with the exception of a couple, like St. Jude. I don't do it. I choose most of the charitable giving that I do in the course of the year is not tax deductible, because it's directly put in somebody's hand that I know needs it. And to me, if you're looking for a tax deduction, that's one thing. I'm really not. I feel a lot better knowing that somebody is in a bad way, and they've had some tough breaks, and I can ideally anonymously put some money in their hands and help them out. That's what I choose to do. I'm not a, you know, United Way Salvation Army. I'm just, there are too many branches and too many offshoots and too many people, and that's just me. I like to know exactly where it's gone. You know, Burns Recovered Support Group. I know personally the guy who was severely burned. You guys met him. He's been in a couple of times.
Sure.
Gary Hansen. I know him. I know he was burned. I don't look at their books. I can't imagine that somebody who's burned that severely would take advantage of burned children. That's not even something that I think could be possible. So I just in good faith have chosen for many, many, many years to send a kid to burn camp because I'm especially soft when it comes to kids and bad things happening to kids, because those are that's the one group that doesn't deserve for horrible things to happen is an innocent kid. A child hasn't had a chance to become a scumbag or a crook or a fraud. They're just children. And so that's, if you want to get to me, that's the quickest way. We'll take a couple quick calls. We'll take a break. We'll come back and then we'll take more calls. Zach has been holding a while. Zach, how are you?
Hey, you good?
What's up?
I'm just, I got, Terry, I thought would meet, make him is, Autism Speaks.
Okay, I'm not familiar with it. You apparently are.
Yeah.
Good charity?
Yeah, it's basically raise money for autism research.
Okay. How much, what percentage of the money raised goes to the research?
I don't know. Okay. I just know that they have Walk Now for Autism Speaks once a year.
Mm-hmm. Are you autistic?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what have they done for you?
I basically helped me. I walked in it 1 year, and my money went towards it.
Okay. Have they helped you in any way?
Not directly, just okay. Other than putting that money towards hopefully finding it clear.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Zach. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. ALS. I don't know much about it at all, except that you guys know the guy that we knew who had ALS,
yes.
And I saw what they delivered to the house and what they were able to do, and that's not just one family, that's a lot. So I believe that's a good one. I didn't see their books. I don't know the numbers, but sometimes you just have a good feeling. Mary is with us. Hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Frank?
Good. What's up, Mary?
Listen, I want to talk to you about this Susan G. Coleman deal up here, you know?
Up here? Up where?
In St. Louis.
Okay.
I'm a living example of what happens. I went to some, well, first of all, my husband passed away in June of this year. That was a starter for all of my life this year.
Okay, sorry about that.
Thank you, Frank. And so I went and had a mammogram taken. My mammogram has always come out okay before. So about a week or two later, I got a notice that I need to come down there. So I had to call to find out where to go, what time and everything else. So, okay, I went down there, had a mammogram taken. Well, the doctor, she was looking on these x-rays, and she couldn't find it. I said, now, what are we looking for? Because I don't know what you're looking for. Well, I'm looking for something over here. Well, she found something, and she marked it. Now, I don't know what she marked on the x-ray. But here is the kicker. Now, my insurance paid for another set of mammograms up there. They paid for the first set. Then they paid for all these here that they took down there. Then about 2 weeks ago, I got a notice in the mail that I owed more money. Okay, so I called and I said, what is this about? I said, my insurance has paid all this. Oh, no, they didn't pay all this. You owe this here. Well, it was about around $25, yeah. And I said, well, and I told her what happened, everything. Oh, my God, everything else was, I had an accident and everything else has happened since my husband passed away. So then she said, well, we'll send you out a paper to fill out. And it's a three-page paper for me to fill out. Now, get this here. And she said to me, the first thing she said to me was, do you own a home? Well, yeah, but it's not paid off. You own a car? Well, yeah, it's an old car, and it is paid off. Do you own a boat? And I said, what? She said, do you own a boat? I said, no, we don't own anything like that. She said, well, we'll have to see because we do need this money. And I'm sitting there while I'm on this phone.
Hang on,
thinking,
this is $25?
For about $25, yeah. I got the paper on my dining room table.
All right, now listen, we got to get right to the bottom, the end of this story, because we're running out of time. How does Susan G. Coleman fit into this?
because that's where I went to up there to have the x-rays taken, to have the other mammogram up there at Siteman Center up there at Barnes Hospital. That's where they sent me to. That's where the letters came from.
All right, the so letter, said, the letterhead had Susan G. Coleman on it, on the paperwork?
Yes, yeah.
See, I'm confused because I thought this was a foundation, a charitable foundation that raises money.
I thought it was, too, and she said to me, now, when we send you out this paper, we need you to fill this out and get this back to us within 15 days. Otherwise, we can't help you with this bill. And I'm sitting there thinking, wait a minute. I thought everybody somewhere in life donates to these charities, and where's my life in charity now?
Well, especially $25.
I don't know where it's at.
All right, Mary, we got to run. Thank you for the story, though. I hope you are you well? Are you well?
Well, I don't know. She couldn't find anything on there, so I think God healed me.
Okay. All right, Mary, thank you.
Bye.
I don't get that. Are they in the X-ray business? I mean, I thought it was a charity. All right, well, the phones are now all lit up.
Yes.
Not a surprise. Let me take a quick break. Folks, hang on if you can for about 4 minutes, and we'll get to you. We need to talk about Associated Physicians Group, especially since we're talking medical stuff. And the whole point of this is, again, the time of year when everybody's going to hit you. You're going to get stuff in the mail. I love the free labels with your home address on them. Yeah, they send you sheets of these things to make you feel obligated. And you know, here is a gift from the something-something charity. No pressure, but take this gift. And then you do, and you kind of feel like you need to help them. And one of the people that does it is St. Jude. Now, I don't have a problem with them doing it because I like St. Jude. If you're in pain, APG, Associated Physicians Group, is not a charity. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business. But there is no better gift, I don't think, that you can give somebody. Even if it's a gift you're paying for, it's still a gift, and that is relief from pain and the elimination of pain. Ask anybody who has had a chronic pain issue and who's been everybody's in pain for some time, and there's a short period of time. You burn yourself, it heals, and you break your leg, you get in a cast, and you're okay. But I'm talking about the kind of pain that a lot of people think they're going to be stuck with the rest of their lives, or they've been told they need surgery they don't really need, or they're going to be on pain medication. This is what APG is all about, and proven very, very successful for a lot of people, especially a lot of people who thought they were going to have knee replacement. They have an alternative to knee replacement program. What I would encourage you to do if you're in pain, neck pain, back pain, shoulder, the four big ones for them that they see people about are knee, neck, backs, and shoulders, but it could be something else. Go to their website, take a look at what they do, how they do it, and where they do it. And then you decide. Do you want to have surgery you might not need to have? Do you want to be on pain medication the rest of your life? Or do you want to take a look at APG, Associated Physicians Group, APGPain.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, this report's brought to you by King of Queens. Hang out with the King of Comedy, Kevin James, as he delivers the laughs on the King of Queens weeknights at 11 on KPLR 11. Not the only thing really going on is there's an accident on eastbound 70 near Natural Bridge that has the left lane blocked. Traffic is backed up a little bit east of Cypress. Looks like we do have a little bit of volume building on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. 270 is running pretty well, and downtown, eastbound 44, a little bit slow, Jefferson to 55, and then park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report is also brought to you by Mrs. Freshly's. Stuck in traffic, make the wait a tasty one. Pull over for Mrs. Freshly's award-winning jumbo honey buns, chocolate cupcakes, and mini donuts. Mrs. Freshly's, make life sweeter. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Civil War, 750,000 dead. World War I, over 116,000 dead. World War II, over 405,000 dead. Korea, over 33,000 dead. Vietnam, over 58,000 dead. Afghanistan and Iraq, over 6,000 dead. Freedom isn't free. Isn't free. Throughout our history, it has been defended, with thousands of Americans giving the ultimate sacrifice. Isn't free. Not just on Veterans Day, but every day. You should thank the vets who stuck their necks out for the rest of us. Freedom isn't free. A Veterans Day message from the Big 550. KTRS.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters end of the year upgrade sale. Call, click, or stop in today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of Category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and corner round or corner bevel edge upgrade, all for free. And if you go with Category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above, plus a lifetime branded sealer absolutely free. Only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at graniteBusters.com. Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December 31st, 2014.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Hello, parents. It's your old friend, the voice of reason. Yeah, it's been an experience getting the kids through high school. Together we faced years of how comes and you nevers. Now we get to have the college talk. Hey, here's an idea. Why not consider St. Louis Community College? Hey, I'm the voice of reason, remember? A degree or certificate from St. Louis Community College is a great way to prepare your student for success. There are lots of options and time enough to choose a major. Courses and over 100 programs taught by top professors. Credits that transfer to universities nationwide. And the best reason of all, you're going to love this. The value. It's one-third the cost of public universities. So when we get an earful of, why can't I? Let's make the smart move and say, you can. St. Louis Community College. It's the perfect place to start or start over. For more info, visit stlcc.edu/get-started.
Okay, the Atlanta trip. I have the rental car receipt, but no proof that I actually flew there. I have 2 breakfast receipts, but no dinners, and apparently I slept in the lobby because I have nothing from the hotel.
Traveling for work is work enough. Concur makes it easy. Your business travelers take pictures of receipts and submit expense reports from their smartphones. With Concur, they get to throw away the receipts, you get to rule the budget, and everyone goes home happy. Test drive it free at tryconcur.com.
I sit on the bank of the Hudson River, looking across at New York City. On sunny days, I shine. When it snows, I get very, very cold. I've never missed a day of work. I can honestly say that I carry the weight of the economy on my back. I am 1 mile of CSX railroad track. There are 21,000 more just like me. We're all here to keep things moving forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Your Ford dealer uses only Motorcraft parts, so you can be confident your Ford is properly serviced. Confident enough to write your own fortune cookies.
You are smart, good-looking, and eternally humble.
Now get up to $50 in mail-in rebates on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card.
Ford Service. Go with confidence.
Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebates by prepaid debit card, pants or shoes on most vehicles, one axle, exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 12/31/14.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day sale this Tuesday and Wednesday with 50% off sweaters, fleece, sleepwear, and more. Find your yes, Kohl's.
Let's jump right in here and get to these calls. Got a lot of people who've been waiting patiently. Kay, sorry for the long wait. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you today?
Good, Kay. What's up?
Well, nothing. I just wanted to make a comment about all the organizations out there. I didn't realize that some of their CEOs got millions of dollars a month, you know, a year. And it almost made me sick when I found all that out. But anyway, my niece works at St. Jude.
Works where?
At St. Jude.
Okay, St. Jude, right.
Yeah, in Memphis. And, she's convinced me that this money goes to the hospital there. And she's always sending me pictures of kids she's worked with. And it's really rewarding to get these pictures and to know my money is going for these children.
You said you had a comment about all these charities. What's your comment about all these charities?
Well, there was a whole list of them, and their CEOs were making big bucks.
I don't care how much the CEO makes, as long as lots of money goes to the people that need it. Like when Jerry Lewis did that telethon, there were people that said, I guarantee he gets paid. I don't care. I don't care if he got paid $10 million. If his presence brought in $50 million that we wouldn't have had otherwise, he can have the 10 as long as the 50 that we cleared goes where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, I guess that's right. But you know what I give to a lot of people that I know that need it, right, is my time.
There you go.
I have a friend who's 92, and I have another friend who's 91, and I make sure they have what they need.
Well,
and
you know exactly where your time is going, and you know that it's helping. And we got a bunch of calls stacked up here. Kay, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Mike, you're up next. Hello, Mike. Mike, that's you.
Yeah, hi, Frank. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Talking about that Susan G. Komen thing, I was doing a research on them for my blog that I do, and they will sue other charitable organizations who use For the Cure in their, you know, promotion or whatever it is that they're doing. Susan G. Komen will sue them for every dime that they make.
Right. Unfortunately, you can't sue people for using the color pink.
No, but they do sue them for using pink ribbons in their promotions or advertisements or what have you. They've managed to copyright the pink ribbon.
Well, the bad news for Susan G. Komen, let's assume Susan G. Komen is a great charity. The bad news for them, probably the most abused charity in the country, because it's so easy to make things pink and make people think if you buy pink, you're helping somebody.
Right. Exactly. And I think it's sad that so many other organizations trying to help out with breast cancer or anything end up having to spend their money defending themselves in court because Susan G. Komen it's a mass marketing campaign. Right. It's not a charity at all.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
By the way, these are all the opinions of people calling. Okay, keep that in mind, and you have every right to yours, and you can call with yours if you want. Russ is next. Hello, Russ. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. Thank
you. Second time calling, first time actually saying to you guys.
Okay.
Talking about the guy who just got done talking about the Susan G. Komen, how they sued somebody because they used those words. Mm-hmm. I'm retired military.
Okay.
And they give out a book in CFC season, the Combined Federal Campaign season, that has a percentage assigned to each particular charity. And obviously the lowest the percentage means how much of the donation goes to overhead, like you said, to the people's salaries or pencils,
right,
pens, whatever.
Right.
And so I always pick the lowest amount ones. And it used to be the USO. And then I found a guy, a young boy on I found him on Facebook. He used to run a charity called One Boy USO.
Okay.
His name's Cody Jackson out of Georgia. And what he does is he takes all, he gets donations and 100% of it goes to buy stuff to put in basically care packages to go to deployed military members of all military branches overseas. And actually sent one to my son when he was deployed a couple years ago.
Right.
But anyways, that's where from mine. He got sued by the USO to change his name, and
he's I'm sure he did. You can't call yourself anything USO. I'm sure he did get sued, no matter how good his intentions were or how much money he don't. You can't do that. I can't say Frank's Red Cross. You know, you can't do that.
Yeah. But, and if he had to change his name to Operation 99, I'm not sure what it stands for, but that's what he is now.
All right, Russ. No. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Quick one from Harvey. Harvey, I got about a minute. It's yours. What's up?
Yeah, I want everyone to go to GoFundMe and look up Team Lovey, L-O-V-I-E, Team Lovey. It's a situation with a 16-year-old who might end up having to be evicted because of medical things.
All right, I can't, you know what, I can't take on specific charities and promote them here. I don't know anything about that. I can't do that. This is not, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you off the air about it. Is there a way I can do that?
No, not today. No, you send me an send me an email, frankopinion@yahoo.com.
I'll do that.
Shoot me an email.
I'll do that. Thanks,
okay.
Frank.
All right, Harvey. Thank you. Yeah, I can't let people go on and go, hey, here's a cause. We've created a thing and a website, and we're raising money. I don't know anything about it, or you. I hadn't had time to check it out, so people understand that. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are financial advisors. And before I get into that real quickly, my whole point here in doing this was I personally can't stand when somebody pressures me to give money to something. I also can't stand phonies and frauds. These people who pretend their kids have cancer when they don't, burn in hell. That's what should happen. They should burn. You shave your kid's head and you say, Mike, when there are thousands of kids who actually are going through that horror, how dare you pretend that there's something wrong with
you? Yeah,
that's
the lowest of the low.
You can grab some money. That's down there with, some of the lowest of the low. Not as low as that woman who's in the news today who threw her six-year-old off a bridge and killed him. That's another level of low. So that's all that was. Just think about it. And if you can possibly find a particular family or person that you know is in trouble, you know what, tax deduction or not, think about that. Mark and Jason. Now, here's some people that can tell you what's a legitimate tax deduction and maybe help you figure out how to work that into your whole financial plan. What they're more apt to do is suggest to you, and that's what it is. It's advice, suggestion. That's all it is. You don't have to take it. Some things you might want to think about doing with your $25,000 or more so that you not only hang on to it, but you keep up with inflation. And the whole point is to have that money grow. And they've been doing this for a while, 27 years with Stifel Nicolaus, and they have a lot of people, a lot of clients who like them a lot. And some of them have $25,000 when they come to them, and some of them have millions. So whatever you have, if it's $25,000 or more, think about this. Think about getting some advice. First meeting won't cost you anything, and you get all the info you need, their phone number and everything else at markandjason.com.
Shark Tank is on CNBC five nights a week. The sharks are hungry for deals and ready to bite. Get hooked. Shark Tank tonight at 9 on CNBC.
It's a conversation about the world of firearms on Target Talk St. Louis. Presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Beginning every Sunday.